This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. In some parts of West Texas, along stretches of the Rio Grande, in the country west of the Guadalupe Mountains, they're not at all uncommon. Broken pieces of prehistoric pottery, known to archaeologists as potsherds, are striking artifacts. As fragments of painted vessels, they vividly evoke Native American life in both its aesthetic and practical dimensions. And archaeologists are unlocking their stories. Archaeologist Tuesday Kritz is analyzing potsherds in the Chihuahuan Desert, and her findings are opening a window into our region's complex indigenous past. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
With ceramics, that's one line of evidence for social connection. So these people are interacting with each other economically or culturally. By doing this kind of research, we can see that connection.
A University of Missouri PhD student, Kritz studies a culture called the Jornada Mogollon. Up until 1450 CE, in what's now far west Texas, southern New Mexico, and northern Chihuahua, the Jornada built adobe pueblos. They farmed corn and other crops, and they created an array of painted pottery styles. That includes El Paso polychrome, with geometric forms in red, black, and brown. There are Three Rivers redwares, and there's a striking style known as Chupadero black on white. Kritz analyzed fragments of all these styles with a technique called neutron activation analysis. She carefully removed the paint from each potsherd to reach the paste or slip that the prehistoric potter applied to the vessel. She ground that paste into a fine powder, and then, in a special instrument, she blasted the powder with radiation. The process reveals the levels of each atomic element in the slip.
And that creates a chemical signature that we can use to match with other sherds and have those similar signatures. And then you can hopefully tie those to physical places on the landscape.
Those chemical signatures shed light on cultural identities and relationships. In some cases, Kritz was able to identify specific production locales. At a site called Madera Quemada near El Paso, archaeologists found clay that had been prepared but not yet made into pots. Kritz found potsherds with the same signature across the region. Based on abundance, Three Rivers redwares were likely produced in New Mexico's Tularosa Basin and what's now White Sands Missile Range. Chupadero Black and White was created in the high country north of Ruidoso, New Mexico. The styles probably reflect distinct cultural groups, but these groups were connected. Kritz found that while some El Paso styles were made strictly for local use, others were traded widely. The people who made the Chupadero and Three Rivers styles imported pots from the El Paso area and vice versa. Kritz found that Chupadero was made in two distinct locales. Curiously, those areas did not trade with one another. It suggests a social disconnect, Kritz says. Pots may have been traded for utilitarian reasons. Chupadero-style vessels, for example, were typically large, suitable for water storage, but less practical factors may have been in play. Perhaps groups visited one another for feasts or celebrations, bringing their finest pots with them. Potsherds are found at rock art sites. Perhaps diverse communities joined together for ceremonies. For now, Kritz says, those details are elusive.
Really interpreting that at this point is maybe a little bit beyond what I can do, but something that I'm very much looking forward to being able to answer in a few years.
One thing is certain. While the Chihuahuan Desert can seem like a wilderness, it has a deep social history. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.